Tomorrow's edition. Who, me? No, I guess I could answer some questions. I'm not really sure what happened because I just dropped by before I went to work. I think he came back today. Yes, we'd been expecting him. After all, he's been gone more than 48 hours. It has something to do with the tides. I've only lived in California a few months, so I don't expect to understand. We've been friends since right after I got here. I know him from work. He worked, in the office across from my agency. His firm advertises through mine. We drive to work together. You get there faster because you can use carpool lanes. What? No, the funeral hasn't been set yet. We weren't sure he was dead. Come on, you're as bad as they are. I hate television people. Look over there for a second. Now tell me, why do they do stuff like that? The poor woman has just found her husband dead on the beach. She's distraught. She has kids to worry about. The insurance probably won't pay under these circumstances. But there go the reporters, shining lights and prodding microphones in her face and asking her how she feels. Like shit. That's how she feels. That's not even good news. Do you have any idea what that does to a viewing audience? I'll tell you, I wouldn't want any of my clients' ads showing during that broadcast. People might associate the news with the product, and that's not good. You can't turn off a bad image like that. With a newspaper, if you don't want to read the quotes from the dead man's widow, you can turn to the weather page or something. With television, they decide when you get the weather and when your children get to watch a grown woman cry over her husband, who killed himself the other day. No, I don't know why he did it. In fact, I'm at a loss for a reason why he chose to drown. I read somewhere that suffocating underwater really isn't as bad as carbon monoxide or anything like that. I wonder, though, because most men use guns. Maybe he didn't want to make a mess. They say you have flashbacks when you drown. The ones that survive, they tell stories about watching parts of their childhood. Perhaps that's the problem. People sitting and watching their lives go by are the ones who can't handle it. They aren't busy enough to not feel sorry for themselves. I'm not saying that's the case here, but people who are that removed from reality seem to miss the point. To suffer is to live. You see, as long as I feel pain, I have feelings. Better that than nothing at all, right? Maybe he woke up the other day and just decided he was a little tired of the masochism scene. He may have decided that all the suffering wasn't too much fun after all. So he got out. All the way out. I pity him. He'll never experience the embarrassment of filing for bankruptcy. He'll never feel the anguish of finding his wife in bed with someone else. He won't be around when his teenage son has a drug problem or his 12-year-old daughter gets pregnant. He doesn't know what he's missing, does he? I hope he's happy. He might be, you know. He finally made a decision that was final. He didn't have to seek stockholder approval. His wife couldn't talk him out of it. His kids couldn't whine and complain. He just took what was his and his alone and walked out. And he won't be crawling back either. You're right. I'm not too optimistic about the whole thing. Maybe I don't mean a word I just said. It doesn't make much difference, though, does it? I mean, after all this is over, I'll eventually go home, go to bed. Tomorrow morning, when I wake up, I'll make a cup of coffee and get the newspaper like it was any other day. I'll open it and find your story. Another story about how bad things have gotten these days with all the suffering and death that happened to decent, everyday people like you and me. And I'll flip the page and read the weather.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.